And now we'll go inland from Zanzibar, northwards through Kenya to the Kipsigis. Now the Kipsigis are not a Bantu tribe, but Nilo-Hamitic. And that means they came down from the north, from the borders of Ethiopia and the Nile Valley many centuries ago. They're a pastoral people. As you might expect, their forms of endearment are drawn from the pastoral life rather than the agricultural, though nowadays they're taking to agriculture in a big way, and some of the officials there say that the Kipsigis are becoming the most efficient farmers of all in Kenya. And here is a young man called Chirondet Arap Ngasura. Now, Arap means son of, so it's Chirondet, son of Ngasura. He comes from a place called Sotik, and he's singing to the girl of his heart, calling her his little calf, a term of great affection. He starts by whistling, and then he bursts out, "Hello, my darling. Hello, my darling." The word darling seems to be one of the few English words which they seem to have picked up all over Africa. They don't pronounce it as darling usually. They generally pronounce it as dali, my dali. But with the Kipsigis, they can pronounce the ing, and so they call it, "Hello, my darling." Chirondet accompanies himself on the chepkong, his small six-stringed lyre, an attractive little instrument which is shaped like a wishbone.
Hello, my darling, gunyoles. Ngoi baby gap gurinyom. Ngoi logo gap gurinyom. Skimo guro nip ketenyas. Skimo guri dap jilugu. Jilugu aram mongonis. Ngoi baby gap gurinyom. Skigurong gai net jarondet. Jibon lak wetam ngazura. Kimenye genyi net jipuros. Situ no wane muguzus. Guroni varab ligimais. Kumata voyona genges, negilenga inetilubu, ngoi gure dagtuyas, kungoi gure dagtuya, kibo gurbarap ketienas, kungoi jumene hitona, ngoi jepura chiljeldos, kibo gurbarap tengeja.